When last we talked to my guest, she was talking about narcissism and her book, Generation Me. New book is out now. It's iGen. My guest, a professor of psychology at San Diego State University, Dr. Jean Twenge. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
I want to jump into this. We could talk about how fast the world is moving now and how quickly connections can be made through technology. And that is where the small I at the start of the iGen generation is. But I thought what caught my attention early on was when you were talking about slow life strategy. So I want to kind of set the scene with that because I hadn't heard the term slow life strategy. But how is that playing out in the lives of the iGen?
Yeah, so you know, you think about the way we parent now in our current culture compared to, say, 50 years ago when the boomers were growing up. Back then, the average woman had 4 kids, and there weren't as many labor-saving devices, and so kids were just on their own a lot sooner, and it was less likely to go to college, and they anticipated starting their own families younger, so they just grew up a lot faster. Back then. Now we have fewer kids. We nurture them more carefully. They're in a lot more planned activities. We anticipate that they'll go to college and have their own kids later. And sure enough, across all social classes and regions of the country and so on, today's iGen teens are growing up more slowly. So 18-year-olds, for example, are less likely than those in previous generations to have their driver's license, to work at a job, to go out with other parents, to date, to have sex, and to drink alcohol. And, of course, some of those trends are what many people would consider good. Others are really neither one, say driving and working. You really miss the big picture, I think, to see them as just good or bad. Instead, it's this slow life strategy of the whole pathway of development just slowing down. So 18-year-olds look like 15-year-olds used to.
One of the other things that caught my attention, and I will say I am a baby boomer, but I have an iGen daughter, and she's my only child. So I kind of, great gap there. And when you were talking about how she likes to do a lot of things with her parents, and I can't remember ever in my life doing as many things with my parents as we have done with my daughter.
Yeah, how old is she?
14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you think about in the baby boomer era, 14-year-olds were a lot more independent, and they were more likely to, do things with their friends and to go out of the house and, you know, a lot of times get into trouble, smoking and drinking and so on. And today's 14-year-olds are much more like children than they are adolescents. And in many ways, especially, I think, for 14-year-olds, that's a very good thing. But it really shows, again, how that development has slowed.
Why do you call, I think I need to set up this better, explain to the listeners who haven't had a chance to read your book, why you call it iGen or how you define the iGen generation. What ages are we talking about here?
Yeah, so iGen is the post-millennial generation. There's those born roughly 1995 to 2012, and I call them iGen with a little I, like iPods and iPhones, because they are the first generation to spend their entire adolescence with a smartphone.
I was trying to describe to my daughter earlier this week, I was trying to tell her this is why this is the label given to you, because when you were born, this was already going to be part of your whole life, not something that you would have had to say, oh, well, this is new. How will I adjust to this? It just was. It was already a fact.
Exactly. So you think about these technological changes, especially in the last 10 years with the iPhone, the first smartphone coming out in 2007. And that was around 2012 when the percentage of Americans with a smartphone crossed 50%. And then the iPad coming in 2010. Just a very different way of living. And iGen teens, sure enough, are spending their time in a completely different way during their leisure time than previous generations of teens.
Mm-hmm. You ask such good questions, and one of the questions you ask in the chapter when you're talking about the internet and the amount of time that is spent on the internet, where is the time spent on that being taken away from? I don't think I've worded that very well, but you point out that reading now, what we might have done, those of us who are older, with magazines or newspapers or even books, those from the iGen generation are not doing that.
Yeah, there's been an enormous drop in the percentage of high school students who say they read books and magazines and newspapers. And, you know, some of this has shown up among adults as well. There's also been a really big drop in the amount of time that teens spend interacting with their friends face-to-face. Mm-hmm. So just hanging out with their friends or going to parties or going to the mall, driving around in a car, all the things that teens have always done to interact with their friends, iGen teens do those social activities less. And that is probably because they're spending so much time on their phones and on social media, about 6 to 8 hours with new media screen activities, according to most surveys.
You wrote, for those of you who are listening and say maybe you've seen The Atlantic, this article in The Atlantic is taken out of the book of iGen. And one of the things that you write in both is, in my conversations with teens, I saw hopeful signs that kids themselves are beginning to link some of their troubles to their ever-present phone. Speak more to that, if you would, please.
Yeah, so right around 2012, in these large surveys and many other sources, there started to be a really pronounced spike in mental health issues. So more depression, more clinical level depression, even risk factors for suicide and the suicide rate all went up for young teen populations right around that time. And sure enough, there is a link between spending a lot of time on a screen and less happiness and more mental health issues. So it's very difficult to prove that one causes the other, but it's very, very suspicious that mental health issues started to increase just at the time that most people had a smartphone, especially since we know that there's a link between spending a lot of time on a phone and mental health issues.
Sometimes people are getting impatient or getting frustrated saying, my friends aren't listening to me. They're not paying attention. I'm trying to talk to them person to person, not with a device between us, and they don't get it. So are you optimistic in all the research that you did and everything that you looked at in the studies to put these conclusions together? Are you optimistic that it will find a positive balance in the lives of the iGeners and beyond?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised to hear many iGen teens and young adults say, I actually like getting together with my friends in person better. And when my friend's on her phone and she's not listening to me, that really hurts. And so I try not to do that to other people. But I think their phones have become so mandatory and so addictive that they're getting sucked into it. So what I'm hoping is that if there's greater awareness around this issue, maybe we'll think about it more. We won't necessarily consider that phone time to be harmless. And so whether you're a parent of a teen or a teen yourself or just anybody who feels like you're using that phone more than you should, cut back that use to a more moderate level, less than 2 hours a day. That amount is not linked with mental health issues. It's beyond that where the problems start to show up. So I think that's, I hope, what might be an outcome of some of these discussions is a movement toward more moderate use.
It has helped me to have a discussion with my daughter. It has helped me to learn more about her and her friends and an average look at them, not individually, but it does help to get a good composite look at what's going on. I thank you for your time today and have really appreciated the iGen conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.